Ruth is in Boaz's field, and Boaz is providing for Ruth. He's showing kindness. In Ruth chapter 2, verse 9, he's saying to Ruth, go ahead and enjoy the grain that you pick up. And you can also drink from our water jars, and you can have water to drink. And I've also made it very clear that you can stay here and you will be protected. No one is going to harm you. No man is going to touch you. You're going to be safe here. And protection and kindness go together. It's an expression of kindness to protect someone. And so think about that theme of protection along with kindness. You probably have people who are praying for you, praying for your protection. And then hopefully you're praying for other people and their protection. God sends His angels to protect, and it's His kindness. The Holy Spirit also works in our lives to protect us from what would be destructive. And God's protection shows up here, not only provision of water and grain, but also protection. And Ruth needs that protection. She's vulnerable. Think about the people in your life who protect you. Maybe you've had parents who have protected you, friends who have protected you, and even could be law enforcement or military who protect. And so at the core of a protection that's good and pure is kindness. And thank God for His protection as well. You know, you and I, we could be dead right now, but because God's protected us, we're still living, and that's a gift. So God shows kindness through people, through protection. Let's praise Him today for His protection.